year, trying to understand the Pshat and Tosis and Davav Amid Aleph. If you remember, the Mishnah gives us the Machokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, regarding the din of Nimsa Echmen Karbo Pasei Gus and Betela. That was one of the drushes that we used within Rabbi Akiva, as we understood Rabbi Akiva Darshan's, that the pasuk that emphasizes Shnayim Eidim and then Shlosha Eidim is coming to be Maki Shlosha L'Shnayim. For what halacha? That just as we know by Shnayim, if you have one of them that turns out not to be kosher aid, so that you don't have anything left. So too by Shlosha, even though if you have one that's Karvo Pasul, you have two Eidim left. But L'maisa, the halacha is Eidusin B'Tela. That is the halacha that we learn out of the drasha. Comes up Yossi and says that the halach is limited to dinei nefashos. When it comes to dinei nefashos, the halach is true that even though you have two edim still that are kosher, but once one of the kat is pasul, you can't use this edus. However, by dinei mamonos, says Rabbi Yossi, quote, is kayem ha-edus bishar. The edus can have validity with the remaining edim. The halach is not true. Rabbi disagrees and says, Echad din imamnis, Echad din nefashos. What's the machokes? What's the yisod and the svara for Rabbi Yossi? So Rashi comments that there is a drasha of Yitzilu Ha'eda, which indicates that we are to make efforts to try not to kill somebody. We have to bend over backward as a based in that the person should not be subject to death. So that idea of Yitzilu Ha'eda is why the halacha should only be understood to be limited to din nefashos and not din imamnis, because of this idea of yitzilu ha'eda. This is Rashi's pshat. Tosfos had two problems with Rashi. One problem is because we have the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that tells us that echad din imamnis, echad din nefashos bedrisha v'chakira. The Torah mentions in numerous situations of dinei Torah, of dinei nefashos, that you have to do drisha v'chakira v'darashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. And we learn out that this halacha is not limited to dinei nefashos, but it's even by dinei mamonos. Why? Because the pasuk says mishpat echad yeh lachem, which tells me that we have one standard when it comes to dinei Torah. So the din v'daraisa is that dinei mamonos requires drisha v'chakira, because the din that we have in the Torah by dinei nefashos goes over to dinei mamonos. Okay, Midrabanan, they took it away, but the din midraisa is clear. Tosis uses that as a kashan Rashi. If there's halacha that you learn out, nimsa karvo pasuk dusim b'tela badin nefashos, so mishpat echad yeh lachem should now carry the halacha over to dinei mamonos. That's one kasha. So we quibbled a little bit here. We mentioned the Masha. The Masha points out that you look at the very same Mishnah and you see that there are halachas that differentiate dinei nefashos dinei mamonos. And we noted that l'chora Tosis means that those halachas, the very halacha itself, is defined as a means of hatzala. The fact that somebody who first spoke zchus cannot now turn around and be malabit chova, and other dinim like that, the very halacha is defined, is an expression of that bending over backwards. Masha'enke, this halacha is halacha in Hilchas Eidus, Nimsa Karvo Pasul. It will have ramifications that if this halacha goes forward, it will end up saving the life of the person. But that's not the same thing as saying the very gesture, the halacha, is an expression of the Yitzilu. Just like Umashad Risha V'chakira, that we use Mishpat Echad Yeh Lachem, you could also say that if you have drisha v'chakira, it's more likely the edim will stumble and they'll contradict each other and the edus will be thrown out and the person will be saved. We don't say no, but the halacha, drisha v'chakira, is limited in the fashas because of yitzilu ha'eda. Why not? Because the halacha has an independent character. So we don't limit the halacha because of the yitzilu. We don't do that. Okay, so that was why Tosfos had a kasha and Rashi. No, in defense of Rashi, we had the Chasam Sofer said a svara that since we don't really know what goes into the Hekesh, maybe only this goes in the Hekesh, the other earlier drushes of the Yitzilu can dictate what should go in the Hekesh, what should go in the Hekesh. Okay, this is all one kasha of Tosis, and we have to know what Rashi will answer. The other kasha of Tosis is that L'maisa, the same methodology that teaches us the din of Nunta Karva Pasa by din Nefashos, based on the drush al Pishnayim, written by Din Nefashos, we can have a similar drasha in a different pasuk, which discusses Din Imamonos. Al pi shnei edim, o al pi shlosha edim, yakum davar. That pasuk is Din Imamonos, yakum davar, referring to all kinds of things. No, so the very same methodology can dictate dinim maminis, should also have halacha kavo pasul. That's the second kasha on Rashi. Yeah, so here too we have to think of possible yeshuvim for Rashi among the possibilities Rashash noted. We pointed it out, I believe. There's a difference in the subtle language of the pasuk. The first pasuk says alpi shnayim edim o shloshe, no second alpi, which makes a closer, tighter link between shnayim and shloshe. Second pasuk says the Rashash. If you look in the Chumash, this is alpi shnei edim o al. Peace, oh, so now ready to separate our feet. No, so maybe there the heckish doesn't go. No, possibilities, other possibilities. I'll call upon him. This is the second kasha on Rashi. Because of these kashas, Ukach Pirish V. Tosa suggests a different way to understand Rabbi Yossi. Now let's remember, whatever you're going to say for Rabbi Yossi, whether Rashi, whether Tosa, there's always Rabbi who's cholek. So everything, whatever you're going to say, Lamaisa Rabbi doesn't buy it. So even within Rashi, whatever, you know, defense you have for Rashi, obviously Rebbe didn't agree with that whole lumbus. So for Tosus as well, we're going to have to ask ourselves at the end of the day, what is Shitas Rebbe? What does Tosus say? Kach Pirishri, that the drasha of that Hukash Shlosha Lishnayim only makes logical sense by Din Nefashos. Because Din Nefashos, if you have Shnei Edim and you disqualify one, so that you have zero. Because one aid has no standing but in the fashos. And therefore the drasha makes perfect sense to say, no, just like Mishnayim, if you want to call Pasul, you have zero. The one has no standing. So two, the Hekesh tells you by Shlosha the same halach. Masha'en came by Dini Maminis. Well, we all know that in the world of Maminis, an aid achad does count for something. An aid achad can't be motzi mamo now piv, but an aid achad is come with Shvua. Shvua has a certain standing. Shvua can sometimes lead to mammon if the person can't swear. There is halachim tochtei yachol shav mishalim. Shvua has a certain shayches; it has a certain leverage in the din Torah. It carries weight, and therefore you can't just say in absolute sense mashnayim nimsa karvo pasu idusim betela sotu shlosha. By mammon, it's not really so. By mammon, even if it's nimsa echad out of the shnayim to be karvo pasu, so really the one still has some. Therefore, we're not going to be able to use the drasha to now be makish shlosh lishnayim. This is the pshat in Rabbi Yossi according to Tosfos. Again, does Rabbi hold? Rabbi disagrees. Why does Rabbi disagree? Tosfos doesn't tell us. Umaisa, another question to consider, again, is Umaisa according to Rabbi. So what's the halacha by mama? Nimsa karva pasul disa detela. Meaning, if you have three edim, one is pasul. So now the two edim can't be motzi mama, right? What about if you have two edim and one is nimsa karva pasul? So big tumul in yachronim, what about the one aid? What's the shayla? Can the one aid be machayv shvur, according to Rebbe? It was according to Rebbe that the din does hold by dinay, by dinay mamanis. And we say Dusa B'Tela, but what about the status of one aid for Shvua in the context of where his fellow aid, Nimsa Karvo Pasul? So the Rush later, and the Ritva here Befurish, says no good for Shvua either. The Yeshua isn't so sure B'Das HaTosis about this issue. If you hold that the Taka is not, and we'll soon speak out to note the Yehuda, also thinks maybe it should work for Shvua. We'll see in a second. If you hold it's not working for Shvua, you have to know why not. Why not?
If we're going to say that if you have three Edom, you lose one, you have two good Edom, and still there, it's going to be Batel. So why would we even have a Kasha by one? Of course not. If two are going to be Batel.
No, because obviously for Mammon, that's the point. For Shlosha, Nimsa Kavo Pasul, so the two are not going to be Mechai Mammon.
Same way that...
But the question is, you're saying the same thing. But the Shaila is, where do we get it? How did Rebbe know? See, that's part of the question. How did Rebbe know to be Chok and Rabbi Yossi? What does Rebbe hold? That's part of the question. What does Rebbe hold that by Maminis we also say the Runim Sakarva Pasul? Where does he get it from? If he gets it from this Drasha of Mashnayim of Shlosha, so what does that mean? So what are you going to say? So Mashnayim Nimsa Karvo Pasul Kebi Rotsi Mama. So that's true, because he's only one. Afshlosha, Nimsa Karvo Pasul, so the two, Kebi Rotsi Mama. Okay. But go back to Shnayim. If one is Nimsa Karvo Pasul, let the one that's left be Mechai Beshua. Why not?
So number two also would.
No. So what are you asking? So what? But there is a Hekesh. If Rabbi does darshan it, so what is Rabbi's drasha going to be? Tosfos says, Rabbi Yossi, you don't have a basis for a drasha, because since by Shnayim there's something left with the remaining aid, so therefore by Shlosha you can't now be makish with Shnayim, because after all, it's not true that by Shnayim it's Edus HaBetelu Gavre.
Why Shlosha will be kosher when you have the two?
I stand, but what is Rabbi going to hold? So that's part of the question. What is Rabbi going to hold? Rabbi's going to hold, no, I make the drasha by Mamanis. Why? So could be, you could argue, what is Rabbi going to say? Ma Shnayim Nimsa Echad Karvo Pasul Wat. Gabe Wat is Edus HaBetelu. Gabe Wat. No. There is a halacha of eid echad kam l'shvur, but if shnayim is one is karvo pasul, so the other one can't do what? Can't mechayv mama. Okay, good. So do shlosha. If one is karvo pasul, the shnayim can't mechayv mama. Maybe that's plan Reb. Okay, so then if what should follow from here? So what about if you have shnayim and one is karvo pasul, shmechayv shvur? You think the Tushim Mechayv Shvur? What do you mean? Tushim Mechayv Shvur? Lo Shemanu Kaze. No. Tushim Mechayv Shvur. Nimsa Karvo Pasul Mechayv Shvur.
Better do nothing.
Okay. Lamaisa, what does the Ritva say? He's not Mechayv Shvur. How does the Ritva know it? He says you learn it out from where? Within the Nefashos. Strange. You see, it's hard to know. You can really do that. The Tosfos Yontif seems to say a little bit of a different point. That from here already you could do is you could learn Shnayim from Shlosha. In other words, Shnayim is teaching Shlosha, but then it comes back Shlosha and teaching Shnayim. Just like by Shlosha, what's left can't do anything. It's assuming obviously they can, Mechayv Shvur, they can't do anything. It's batel. It doesn't have Cheshivas. That's the din that Shlosha is learned from Shnayim. So now that we know by Shlosha that they do some Betel Gamri, so now the Shnayim as well. But let's leave this on the side for a second. This is a sort of a shayla. What do you do with Rebbe, according to Rebbe, by the Shnayim? But there's another question that we struggled with in terms of the very pshat and Tosfos itself. And this is mamish. When you read the Tosfos, you have to know what's going on here. Tosfos had two kashas and Rashi. And seemingly, Tosfos only explicitly answers one of them. The second kasha was, Rav Yossi should still be able to darshan the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul by Mamanis from the other pasuk of Alpi Shnei Edim or Alpi Shlosha Edim. Tosfos didn't think that the extra Alpi is a problem. It's still a Hekesh Umaisa Shlosha L'Shnayim. So make a drasha from that pasuk. So from that kasha, we understand where Tosfos Pshat is going to resolve that kasha, because you can't do the drasha of Alpi Shnayim a pishnei the moshosha by mamanis, because it's not really absolutely true that by shnayim, if nimsa karbo pasul by one, it's edus, because there is a standing of one aid, so there's still something there. If you can go from there and learn afshlosha, so you can't get to that maskana, to that halacha, if you want to work at the pasuk by mamanis. Good. So that kasha for Tosfos is answered. But what about the first kasha? The first kasha was that if there's a halacha by din nefashos that nimsa karvo pasul is betela, let's use the drasha of mishpat echad to carry the halacha that we learned by nefashos over to mamanis. And Tosfos feels that this should be subject to mishpat echad. It's not, the Yitzil Ha'eda is not going to stop us. Again, that's what we discussed before. The Yitzil Ha'eda is true. There are halachas that differentiate nefashos from mamanis. And as we said, those halachas are the very halachas that themselves can be understood as specifically directed by their very nature in the form of aspects of hatzalah that we want to bend. But if you have a halacha of in a din Torah, based on that halacha, it could come out that the person's life could be more likely spared if this halacha is true. That's not a reason to say mishpat echad should not carry the halacha over. The halacha stands for itself. Just like Dusha V'Chakira is carried over, so Tosfos assumes that you should carry over the din Nimsa Karvo Pasul. No, so then how did Tosfos Pshat in Rav Yossi resolve that kasha? All Tosfos was saying, in the words, is that you can't be makish losha lisnayim by dinim mamins. But by dinim nefashos, you could be makish losha lisnayim. And if you're makish losha lisnayim by dinim nefashos, what conclusion do you arrive at to a halacha of nimsa karpasidus and betela? No, if the halacha is understood to be a reality, as in terms of hilchas edus by nefashos, and we have a rule called mishpadach adiyah lachem that carries over dinim from one to the other, so the halacha should memela apply by mamonis. Where does that leave us hanging? Why can't you say mishpadach? That's the pashup shat problem in Tosfos. So we were groping for solutions. So I found, yeah.
Did the Marsha answer?
Masha didn't speak about this kasha. Masha spoke about the kasha of the Tzilo Ha'eda that Tosfos asks that Mishpadachad. So Masha says, you see, there are cases in the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin that we don't say Mishpadachad because of the Tzilo. Things that have to do with Hatzala we don't carry over. So he didn't quote examples, but we had examples in the Mishnah. So why does Tosfos have a kasha? That was a separate discussion. So we explained why Tosfos had a kasha. In the same way, Drisha V'Chakira is learned by Mishpadach, even though you could also say that Mishpadach, the Dindish V'Chakira, maybe should only apply by Nefashos, because there it would lead, having this halacha could lead more likely to Hatzala. But we don't say we see Mishpadach, because the halacha is a halacha. It could, the consequence could end up leading to Hatzala. That's different than a halacha that is defined by its very nature as a manifestation of trying to see what we can do to help the person. So therefore, Tosfos feels that this halacha has its own independent standing, and therefore, why should you can't see the Yitzigul should limit it? Good. So Mishpadachot should pass. So now, what did Tosfos gain with his pshat on this kasha? All Tosfos was explaining was that the mechanism, the methodology of the drasha of Mashnayim Afshlosha would not be able to play out if I wanted to make that type of a drasha in the context of Mamonis. Because by Mamonis, you can't start with Mashnayim Nimsa Karo Paso Yudus Mitela, because the one that's left still has some stands. Therefore, I can't extrapolate from that to build to Afshlosha. Fine. But by Nefashos, I could. And if I do it by Nefashos, then I end up learning from that drasha a halacha. The halacha that's now derived from that drasha by Nefashos should now exist by Mamonis because of Mishpadacha. That's our problem. So before I say over what I think may be a very nice way to answer this with a Chakira, we'll see. I might send your schus mistam. I found a note of Yehuda that discusses this Tosfos. And what, if I understand correctly, it would answer this kasha. I don't know if he directly asked the kasha, but he's the falpo in this Tosfos with Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi. And what he seems to say, Bidas Rabbi Yossi, I think would be an answer. So we'll speak out. Obviously, Nodi Behuda is a force to reckon with. Shuvas Nodi Behuda, Evena Ezer Tinyana. It's Evena Ezer Beis, Tinyana, Madur Tinyana, Simen Ayin Vav. I read you a few lines. Venasati libi ledivei Rebbe. So he's turning to Shitas Rebbe in the Mishnah. He's going to go back to Rabbi Yossi. Now, so what is the machokas Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi? Whether we say nimsa karvo pasul, this is betela by mominus or not? Nasati libi ledivei Rebbe sha'ama echadini mominus echadini fashos minalun gerebi ha. How does Rebbe know that the din should apply everywhere, even by mominus? Vine, hatosus pirshu lanu, taime d'Rabbi Yossi. The Tosfos now says Pshan Rabbi Yossi, who limits the din to nefashos. The lekach savar, this is why he holds to be dinim mamnis tiskayim ha'edus b'shar. Lufi, shegam b'shnayim shenim se'echam hem karov tiskayim ha'edus b'sheni shemoru l'shvua. Because by shnayim too, if you have one that's pasul, you can still have something to stand on for the other end. That's Tosfos Pshan Rabbi Yossi. Vine, Pirshu Lanu Yafet, Taima Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos, very good Pshan Rabbi Yossi. Avalo Biaru Lanu, Taima the Rebbe. As we see, Tosfos didn't go in and work out Rebbe for us. The Sovet Gamdin Mamnas Adin Ke. Umat Tam Yesh Bedavar. What did Rebbe say, even by Mamanis? Hare gan b'shnayim miskayim hasheni l'chayev shvua. If you wanted, we could probably use our kasha, right? Say, maybe Rebbe owes mishvarecha. Thought, right? We're asking a kasha, even on Rebbe Yossi, let you, okay, so we could perhaps consider that possibility. But we still haven't figured out Rebbe Yossi, okay? But it says, Rebbe Yehuda, va'ola al-daiti. Here's what I think. Devadai bein Rav Yosi bein Rebbe kulu modu degam bedini mamnis makis shlosha l'shnayim. Listen to this. I don't know if you guys have machaven exactly to this. Maybe, but maybe we can remind us what he's saying and what you were saying, Ali. Maybe. See, okay. Really, everyone agrees, both Rebbe and Rav Yosi, that we're makis shlosha l'shnayim. How, what does that mean? Sharei gam shom ksiv al pi shnayim edim. Probably should say shnei edim. Again, he's quoting it. Shnayim, we noted it. Shnei edim o al pi shlosha. Remember, Tosfos pointed it out. Ukach le'inyin she'ena nasin zol minat shi'ezu mukulam. Gabi dat halacha, that you need to be mazin everybody. Ein kan shom plukta im hurak bedin nefashis. Notice, no one's going to say that that halacha, she'ezu mukulam, is only bedin nefashis. Right? That seems clear. The din hashizum u'kulan is even by mamas. Aval le'inyin nimsa echad karav opasul. Here's the point. Sover Rav Yosi, the shapir makshinan, the kach makshinan. Rav Yosi says, whether this is pshat and tosis and the words of tosis, I'll leave that to your chavas das maybe to think about. I'm telling you, I would know the Yehuda. Rav Yosi says, we're makish Shlosh l'shnayim by Mominis as follows. Mashnayim nimsa echad karov opasul lo nisbatel hasheni. Bashnayim nimsa karov opasul, the second one is not knocked off the radar screen. Sharei hu mechayev shvua, she'echad kamu shvua, right? Af shlosha she nimsa echad karov opasul lo nisbatlu hanisharim. The remaining ones are not pushed away. V'harei nisharu shnayim sherim v'alpi em yakum davar. In other words, the hekish gufa can actually lead us to what conclusion? That the remaining two are valid, because just like by shnayim, the one that's remained is still has standing. So now we're gonna maybe use this now to be in our own way. But I want you to hear what he's saying. We'll see. We're going to try to use it in a different direction, but he's saying a very interesting vort. Rav Yosi can make the hekesh by Mamanis and arrive at his conclusion that Tiskeva it is Bashar. Because after all, by Shnayim Shanim Se'echad Karvo Pasu, there's still something left with the other eight to do what he's going to do. So you can have the same thing by Shlosha Shanim Se'echad. Shekeshem shebishnayim shenim se'echad karav nishar hasheni kimo shahayimoil im lo nistarif imo apsul. In other words, by shnayim, the other one should still be good for what he'd be good for without the other guy. Kach b'shlosha nisharu hashnayim kimo shahayu mo'ilim im lo nistarif imo apsul. In other words, what is the hekesh going to tell me by mamanis? That the pasul won't spoil it. You with me or both sides? This is Rav Yosi. No, what does Rebbe hold? The Rebbe sphere lay the kach makshina. Rebbe holds that the hekesh goes differently. Mashnayim shenim se'echad pasul ein hasheni nishar mechayim mamu. If shnayim and one of the two becomes pasul, so what can't the other one do? Because two can mechayim mamu and one can't. So the one that's left can't mechayim mamu. Kach shlosha shenim se'echad pasul ein hanisharim mechayvin mamon. So that would be the way to be makish. But then what would come out according to this? So then he gets into the major problem of the Ritva. Avul in shvua, that would come out according to this understanding of Rebbe. What should Tosfos hold now? V'in shvua, gam Rebbe moded the ein hanishar mechayv shvua. So ein lo nishum raya b'shnayim shenim se'echad pasul shelo yo hanishar l'shvua. And then he continues, Abba Re'isi she'in dasa poskim kein, and so on, and the Ritva, and so on. He quibbles with the Ritva, but this is how he wants to present it. What do I gain with this in terms of our kasha? He didn't directly ask our kasha. He tries to figure out what's Pshat Rebbe and Rabbanan, and what's Rebbe holding. But what was our problem? What happened to Mishpadecha? No, how does this take care of that kasha? What's the answer? Why don't I have Mishpadecha? How is he obviously answering our kasha? And maybe he's answering. He didn't directly ask it. But what is he, according to this understanding, what's the teretz to our kasha? Why is it Mishpadecha? No, tell me. Because, no, say stronger, because I have a hekesh the other direction. No, the hekesh taka works, speaks on both areas of halacha. But it's going to tell you different things. By nefashos, the hekesh is going to lead us to conclude that nimsa karva pasuk disim betela. But Rabbi Yossi is going to say, but by mamanis, the hekesh is going to tell me this guy made us bashar. It's going to be mamish because of the hekesh. So then you can't say Mishpadecha. That's why I say, oh, you were saying, oh, this is taking us not to use Mishpadecha. What is taking us? According to the Navi Yehuda, because the Hekesh itself is going to dictate the opposite. It's very interesting. Then he's Daiti again. I don't know, but I don't see this in Tosis. What don't I see? What doesn't Tosis say that maybe he should have said according to this? What Rebbe holds, Tosis doesn't speak out. So you can say whatever you want in Rebbe. You can say Mishpadecha, you can say what the Nodi Buddha says. But what is, for you to be said, Bidas Rabbi Yossi, what is Nodi Buddha saying? Rabbi Yossi comes to the conclusion that this guy made his Bishar by virtue of what? Of darshaning the Hekesh. Did Tosis say that he darshans the Hekesh to say this guy made his Bishar? Or did Tosis say that you can't use the Hekesh to tell me Nimsa Karvo Pazius Matei? How did Tosis present it? Rabbi said, look at the words. Tosis presents it that you can't use the Hekesh Rabbi Yossi to tell me a Nimsa Karvo Pasu by Mom that gives him the Taylor, because after all, by Shnayim, the one that's left has a standing as first Shvua, so therefore I can't make the case to him as a Taylor, which means basically that it's Parav. It's not like I know from the Hekesh by Mominus to say the opposite. I just don't have a right to learn how to do some Taylor. No, but that leaves us with our question. But by Nefashis, I could learn to do some Taylor. No, if I know by Nefashis, I Mishpadecha. What Nodib Yehuda is doing is reading into Rabbi Yossi more than Tosis said in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, according to Tosis, what it seems to say in the words of Tosis, that Rabbi Yossi doesn't have a way to get to that drasha by Mominus, because it's not going to start from Mashanayim, because by Shanayim there's still something by the remaining eight. Therefore, that's a good terms of the second cast of Tosis. Right by Mishpadecha. Now, the Buddha is saying, Rabbi Yossi takes the drasha by Mominus and actually tweaks it to say, Mashnayim, they can remain in what they were doing. The one aid could still be Mechai Veshvua. So too, by Shlosha, the two aidim can remain with their koach. And the third aid won't spoil. Just like the second aid doesn't spoil the ability of the first aid to Mechai Veshvua, because my son aid achat can Mechai Veshvua, so too, I'll save the Shlosha, the third aid won't spoil for the two aid. But by Nefashos, where the second aid becoming a puzzle, kind of a puzzle, spoils any ability of the other aid because he has no standing for anything now. So Mimela, that's why I say by Shlosh, he spoils it for the other two. Rabbi will say, no, but even by Mominus, I can make a Hekesh because the second aid will not allow the first aid to be able to come for Mammon. So therefore, I can now say the Halacha to Shlosha. But according to that understanding, Rabbi would agree that the aid Echad, Shanimsa, his friend, was Karvo Pasu, should be Mechayev Shvua, but that gets involved with the question of the Rishonim. Maisatosis didn't really say that Rabbi Yossi darshins the drasha. That's what's, I think, still bothering me. It doesn't say that in Tosis. It says that Rabbi Yossi couldn't darshin it to say this in the Taylor, but not that he darshins it on his own terms. But to say it that way would answer the kasha Mishpadecha, because I can't use Mishpadecha if I have a drasha that tells me if I can. The opposite.
According to the Yudah for Rabbi Yossi, is he saying that you learn out Dine Nefashos from Dine Mamanos?
According to Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
No. According to Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yossi has two different drashas of Hakesh Losh Lishnayim. Each one is going to lead to a different conclusion. By Dini Nefashos, it's going to lead to the conclusion of Dusa B'Teva. And by Dini Mamanis, the same Hekesh is going to dictate this guy made this Bishar. Because Mashnayim, the first eight, still has something to stand on. So too, the Shlosha, the other two, should remain in their independent status. don't know. The Chari, that's not what Tosa said. But if we don't say that, then we're back to our problem. So why can't we simply say for Rabbi Yossi, granted, I couldn't make a drasha to tell me to do some betela by mammon. But if I can do it by nefashos, and now I have a halacha that emerges from that drasha, so why can't that halacha be transplanted to mammonis based on mishperecha? That's back to our quest. Again, I wanted to speak out on you because it's intriguing in Svara. But l'chur, it's not the mashmos of Tosis. There's a lot of raid here on this kasha. I'm just not going to go there because, again, after that, it's also not quite in the lashon of Tosis. I'm going to give you a hakira, but not right now. Could be, can help. It can help us anyway when we say what we say, but it's something to think about. L'mashal, the Rebbe Yehuda already touches on it. What did Rebbe do, according to Rebbe Yehuda? What did Rebbe do with that drasha by Mama? He said, Mashnayim, the other aid, can do what? Can mechayv Mama. So, Mele, Mashal, Avshlosha, if one becomes pasul, the other two can mechayv Mama. And what did Rebbe say? Mashnayim, the other aid, can still do something. So what is that? If that's really the machokis, what could that be dependent on? Why should you darshan it, Mashnayim, he can mechayv Mama, or Mashnayim? Or just ask Stamatosis. Lamaisa by Mammon, Mashnayim, if one is carbo pasul, the other one can mechayv Mammon. Tweakim mechayv Shavuos. So what? That he can mechayv Mammon. So Shimon and Shar Yosha, Shar Zayin, Gracha Lashas, they bring an interesting question. What's the pshat in Eidach is mechayv Shavuos? You need Shnei Eidim to mechayv Mammon, and Shnei Eidim to mechayv person Lisa, for the nefashas. Is the pshat that without two I have nothing, Gabi Mama? Or basically each one is doing something toward the Chi of Mama? In other words, it's just not enough. By nefashos, one eight is zero. And then it's only when I have two eight, I have a koach of shnei eight to mechayev nefashos. What's the pshat by Mammon? Is it that without two Eidim, I don't have any basis to mechayev Mammon? And the halacha of Eidach is a new halacha, it's mechayev Shavuos. Or does the chiv Shavuos indicate that an Eid Echad has some standing l'gabi Mammon? It's just not enough to get over the hump to mamish to extract Mammon. But Shavuos is also shayach to Mammon. The fact that the person, the defendant, has to contradict the Eid and say, I don't owe the money. And if he can't swear a mashal for whatever reason, it could be alachad mitosin and yachol shav mishali. That means the aid echad is also partially it has a certain koach agabi mama. See, obviously, to understand the point in Tosfos that you can't make a hekish by dine mamanis a mashnayim afshilosha because the aid echad has also a standing for shvua. What would that indicate about the nature of Chiyah Shavuah? That it's a new halacha, but Ugabi Mammon, he's nothing? Or does it really show me that when you have two Eidim by Mammon, it's really a combination, incrementally, you get to the point that now the two are Mechayim Mammon. But it's not that it's a zero and a zero and it becomes something when they come together, but it's really each one is partly doing that, is contributing toward the Chiyah Mammon. What does it seem like from Tosfos? If Tosis says that you can't make the drasha of Mashnayim af Shlosha because by Shnayim he's not Betela, but per Mammon he is Betela. No. The fact that he's Mechayev Shavuah shows me that really he has a Shaychus to Achiyev Mammon. So certainly that could help us for Tosis as well. That's why Rav Shimon brings us in. It could be he wants to use that alone to answer the Kasha Mishpat Echad. Because you see already Mammon, this is different, but we're going to say something a little different. But it certainly can help a little bit, because people could be bothered by that kasha. L'maisa mashnayim edusim b'tego g'gabi Mammon. The Noda B'Yehuda said that b'das Rebbe, if you remember. How did Noda B'Yehuda learn Shan Rebbe? Why did Rebbe darshan that there's halacha to pass by Mammonis? Because he looks at the drasha mashnayim, that mashnayim, the remaining one, can mechayv mamon. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, he darshins mashnayim, that the remaining one can do what he could do. So you see, there's two different ways to look at it. Does the mashnayim mean that edusim b'teil gavim mamon, or does it say, no, it's not edusim b'teil gavim mamon because it's a chiyav shvua? What does that issue itself depend on? Do you view the eid echad b'mechayev shvua as somehow indicating that the eid echad is doing something toward the chiyav mamon, it's just not enough, and the second eid gets it to the next level? Or is it pshat? No, it's another halacha, eid echad b'mechayev shvua, but gavim mamon, he's a zero. This is a chakira that's out there, and gavi other nyanim, and b'mitzia, beginning of b'mitzia, and other places. But let's come back to our kasha. Okay, not to get too confused. Back to our kasha. Pshat and Tosis. I want to say something that is perhaps doesn't force us to say anything more than the words of Tosis indicate. The more you're going to bring other things into the mix, whether it's the Yehuda's point or this point, the more that you like, but Tosis should have said something. I mean, the silence itself of Tosis means that Tosis is answering both kashas with everything he said. I mean, I have to find the answer in Tosis, not outside of Tosis. What did Tosis say? And again, if you're going to use this to answer both kashas, what did Tosis say? Get back to the words. Kach pireshri. B'din nefashas shayach shaper l'merach mishnayim v'idusim b'teila. Because mashnayim kinim sayachat kar v'pasas b'teila gamre. It doesn't me'at en melech l'kum. So I have a good drasha. Mashnayim of shlosha by nefashas. Alpha b'dinim mamnis b'shnayim nami kinim tzayachad kar pasah shnei in a batul gamri d'chayv l'shvua. You bring in the svar that we just said, maybe, if you want, because shvua is also something from mamon, so it's not b'teil gamri. Kach shlosha nami. But that's all Tosa said. That has to answer the first kasha too. So the outline of the teretz, before we remasbir it, what has to be the template for the teretz on both kashas? The template of the teretz has to be that, you know why mishpat echad can't work? Because the halacha of nimsa karva pasul b'sa b'teila is defined, its definition is mashnai mafshrosh. I'm not explaining. I'm just telling you what I think you have to say if you want it to be loyal to Tosa's words. What does it mean to say Yidusim B'Teila? The halacha of Yidusim B'Teila is synonymous with saying Mashnai Maf Shlosha. If Mashnai Maf Shlosha only can be stated by Nefashos, then the Din Yidusim B'Teila is obviously only by Nefashos. And since you can't define by dinim mamnis that construct called mashnai mafshlosha, so you can't get to the, you can't have the halach. You're not going to be able to say dusim b'teila because you can't learn from, because the halacha is mashnai mafshlosha. The halacha and the methodology are inextricably linked. You follow me, Rabosa? Just, I'm not saying anything. I'm just giving you the outline. No, but what am I talking about? Chayra. The halacha is halacha. And how you get the halacha is a very definition. There's a methodology. There's a drush. Masnayim. Da-da-da. Nimsa kabasa. So af shlosha. So now we know halacha. That nimsa echad. There's a mitzvah. By nefashos, I have a way to arrive at that halacha. Because you can understand masnayim af shlosha and it leads us to the halacha. No, mishpat echad yelachem should take the halacha and carry it over. What am I saying? The methodology of mashnah doesn't make sense by mamon. Granted, so I couldn't make a drasha by mamon to arrive at the halacha. But the halacha should be independent of how I got there. So I didn't say anything. What does it mean? The halacha is defined in terms of mashnah mafshlosh. So here's where I think we can suggest a very interesting thought. What does it mean to say Nimsa Karva Pasul Yidusim B'Teila? I have 800 Eidim, 3 Eidim, 1 is Karva Pasul. What does it mean? What does that suggest? So one way to think about it, and there's a mashmos like this in the Baal HaMor, I'll read you a Russian Baal HaMor later, in the days, we keep the Eger in the Tshuva as well, is to say this. One Eid in the mix, whose Pasul is a spoiler, in a sense, that it's ki'ilu his psul is mispashet on everybody else. If there's one rotten apple in the mix, so to speak, it's as if they're all now, they all get that psul, that shame psul on them. Lashon of the Baal Amor, when it comes up on the days with the in of Eder Shabbat and Miksa Shabbat Lekula, which is another variation of this idea of the Kavapasa Lizimitela, Lashon of the Baal Amor is, again, it's on the Gemara at the end of on the days. He writes, Psul Lefi, Shepsul HaKurva, Poshet B'chol Ashtar Kul, that's the case that he's talking about, when you have the Kovim to the Arav and not to the Lovet. So the psul hakurva poshet b'chol hashtar kulo kishem shu poshet b'chol ha'edim kulo nafiu hein meya b'shenimsa echa mem karvo pasul. So how does he understand nimsa karvo pasul? The psul is poshet b'chol ha'edim kulo. What I just told you. In other words, if one eid is pasul, the psul is poshet. It expands and now extends to all the other eid. That's the lesson of the Baal Amor. The Kibbe Eger in its Shuvah discusses the issue of a gazlan by Eidus Isha. That's where he connects it, but he has a lashon there. Gazlan is possible because of chashash mishaker. But l'maisa, psulei Eidus are kasha by Eidus Isha. To say a woman's husband died, you can even allow a psulei to testify. So would there be a problem in Sakarvo psul over there? That's what he discusses. So the Kibbe Eger has a lashon here. Gamanoch Yamati, this is Simon Kuf Chav Dalet in Chel Kalf, the Shuvah of the Kibbe Eger. In the middle, an edim neidim shemes v'gazan betocham. Okay, that's his case. A few edim testify the husband died, and it's a gazan among them. But that's not our. That's a separate. Leave that just to hear. In nidon be din nimse echem mehen gazan de batka kula. V'haya daiti nota kimat behechle de lo batka kula. Why not? He wants to say this because demad the gazan possible chol ha'edus. The gam inach hashudim meshaket the mehechatesi. In other words, you're not going to be mechoshesh them with shak. Gazgan might not be good for Eidus Isha because he's a chashash meshaker. But the other Eidim, this issue will come back separately, we'll discuss in its own way. If they have a psul of chashash meshaker, does that also apply to Nimsakar v'pasul? It's a separate discussion, we'll get to Gursari on this. Kivega is taking on now, if there's a chashash meshaker on one Eid, that doesn't create a chashash meshaker on the rest. Okay? So therefore he says, b'chi b'shvil shehu chashud gahem yachshidu. Rather, here's the key. Ella d'gzeiros ha'kosuv d'psulo nispashet al kol ha'edus. Okay, psulo nispashet. But the other edim, they don't have a problem with psulo. You can have psulo edus by edus isha, by a husband meis baila. So by edus isha, the ko'a psulim she'enim chashudim l'shaker, which they're not, k'sheim l'eduzeh, ha'chinami b'amnesh nifsulo ha'dei tzirof ha'gazgin k'sheim l'edus isha. They're not going to be any worse than if they were psulim themselves. Knows what's karvo pasul going to mean? That the psul of that one is mispashed on the others. But if that psul of the one is not inherently a psul, it's only a chash mishaker, and the other ones don't have chash mishaker. So, and a psul is not, a pasul of aid can be made on Eidus Isha. Says Rabbi Kiveger, what's the problem here? Meanwhile, what do I expect from Rabbi Kiveger? What I want from Rabbi Kiveger is that one line, that the gather of the halacha of nimsa karvo pasul is what? Gzeira sakasuv dipsulo nispashet al koha edus. Like the Baal Amor. No, if this is the pshat, then I think our problem remains very strong. The chayra, the methodology of how to get to this halacha is irrelevant to the halacha. The halacha is nimsa karva pasul psulo nispashet al koha edus. By nefashos, I arrive at that halacha, that new idea. How? Mashnaim afshlosha. The halacha is what it is. How do I get there? What's the difference? The halacha stands for itself. Nu mishpat echad. We should say the same thing when it comes to mamon. But both say there's another way to understand it. Maybe a different way to understand this halacha. Nimsa karvo pasul. Reb Ruvain, they bring this from Reb Ruvain and Rabbi Basva, Reb Ruvain and Ruzavsky, the son of Reb Baruch Ber, but it's a chakira. That maybe the pshat is different. And the words I'm very much in light, in sync with this idea. Pshat is like this. The psul of Nimsa Karva Pasul means that everything is, it's one kind of aid. If there's an aid that's pasul, and everyone, the aidus is one integrated unit, It's all or nothing. I can't accept this Eidus. Because the Eidus has in it a pasul A. So I can't accept this Eidus. Because within this Eidus, there's a psul. So the whole Eidus is has to be disregarded. Elamai, there's an Eitzah. What's the Eitzah? I can isolate the kashra Eidim from the one that's pasul. And I'll accept the Eidus in a limited scope. Not the Eidus in its entirety, but I'm only going to accept in the Kabbalah the Eidim Hakshem. And the other one is not considered part of what I'm accepting. That's the issue here. Says the Drasha, but no. Mashnayim, everything counts. Mashnayim, nimsa echad karo paso Eidus and betela, because I can't isolate one Eid, because Eid echad won't be anything. Benefashas. Let's stop benefashas. Mashnayim. The two are integrated. You need both. So comes the halacha and says, Af Shlosha, you can't separate one, two out of the three. Af Shlosha, they're karachas. You have to take it as a unit. You have to accept everything. Memela, what follows? Edus and Betela, because I can't say this Edus. I can't say I'm only taking two of the three. You can't look the other way and ignore the third. It's one integrated unit. That's the halacha. Not that the psul of is mispashed on the other ones. It's that it's one entity of Eidus. I could have thought maybe that I'd be able to isolate and accept and imagine it's only those kashra Eidim that I'm looking to. I'm in Makabel. No, Bashnayim, I can't do that. Bashnayim, you need both. You can't separate. You can't have one. One doesn't do it. So therefore, you have to see the two of them as one entity. So the chidush of the Torah is, Af Shlosha, you have to take it as one. You can't separate, spin off the two from the rest. Or the 99 from the 100. Whatever it is. It's all one. That's the halacha. In other words, Rabbi Yossi, Bamed Ram Din Nefashas, what is the halacha saying? Tiskayim ha'edus bishar doesn't mean Nemeila, there's no puzzle. The halacha doesn't go over. That's the mechanism. Tiskayim ha'edus bishar. By Dini Maminis, says Rabbi Yossi, by Dini Maminis, where you don't have mashnayim af shlosha. There is a sense by Dini Maminis that you can isolate Eidim from the rest. So therefore, by Shlosha, Tiskayim Haidus Bishar, meaning you take the two, you makabel the two. So what was our problem? But the din of Eidus Yidat B'Zabat Kula, the halacha of Nitzan Karbazo, should carry over to Maminus. No, what is the halacha? The halacha is that you have to treat the entire kad as one unit, just like by Shnayim. But by Dini Maminus, by Shnayim, it's not that way. By Shnayim, it's not that way. It's by Shnayim, you have... They're standing to the other eight. So therefore, you see by Dini Maminis, there is an ability to separate from the rest. So therefore, there's no halacha. The halacha doesn't go. Tiskayim ha'edus. We separate the edus that are good. It comes out, Tosis didn't have to add anything to what he was saying. Words, once you define the halacha in terms of whether you have to take the kad as one entity or you can separate, so it comes out the drasha is itself the halacha. The methodology, mashnayim af shlosha, the limud is itself telling me that halacha, that I have to see it as one entity. But by Dinei Maminis, built into Dinei Maminis is that it's not true. You see, you couldn't separate. Eid Echad has an ability to mechayv shvua, even though you need two Eidim, but you take one away to two, you have a chiv shvua. So therefore, the halacha naturally would allow you to separate two out of three, two out of three, 99 out of 100, and so on. I would take it a step further. This is Tosis. I would argue maybe, because it's hard to hold back, but even Rashi, who gave a different pshat in Rabbi Yossi, would seemingly work well with this approach as opposed to the other approach. What did Rashi say, b'das Rabbi Yossi? Why is it limited to nefashos? B'tzila eda. I understand. Where do you hear that better? Anu halacha mispasheta psul b'shara eidim. Oh, only by the fashos, because we want to break the eidus up. there's a concept here, a concept that we should take the psul and spread it out. So only by the fashas, why bamin is hard to imagine. It's a mechanism. We should spread it out. We should make the psul pass on everybody. However, if we understand the halacha as something different, what the halacha is saying is you have to see the entity as one. You can't isolate the kosher eidim from the rest. It's they're all inextricably linked. Could be that halacha, that idea that we're not going to allow ourselves to separate the kosher eidim from the larger entity, that specifically is b'tzilu ha'eda. B'tzilu ha'eda says by nefashos that I can't say tiskayim b'shar. Then everything has to become one integrated mix. It's a lot easier to hear b'tzilu ha'eda if it's speaking to not separating eidim than if it's saying there, go full force and spread the psul. So only by nefashos I spread the psul. If that's a halacha, the psul is mispashed. Why shouldn't it be by the mamonis as well? Because of Yitzhila Eda, there I have this new force that exists to break the Edos, to mispashed. But if it's something different, it's passive. It's saying, don't break off the Edim from the rest. Because Hatzalah Sanido, Yitzhila Eda. It's a lot easier to hear why it could be more so by nefashis than by mamonis. Again, but these are two different mahalchim in the way to understand it's a karbo puzzle. Again, we have to see as we get to Hemshech HaSugya with the riff and different kralim of the when we say it, when we don't say it. There's all kinds of shitas that are coming up in the Gemara and the Rishonim. It could be that some of these shitas will lend themselves more to one interpretation of Nimsa Karbo puzzle, and others will lend themselves better to other interpretations. For now, we're saying at least Bidas Atosis over here. And maybe Bidas Rashi and Beitzila Eidav in Rabbi Yossi, that the pshat is not the idea that the psul is mispashet on the rest of the kat, but that the question is, can I spin off the kosher eidim from the rest of the kat? Just to end, just any questions, but Rabbi Reuven, I believe, wants to say based on this, that there's a question that they ask, how can you learn from this hekish, first of all, the halacha of let's say, Atchi Yezimukulan, or the halacha of Nitfal Ovi Avera, and also learn halacha Nimsa Karbo Pasul. Chara, hekish is what it is. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. How you know it's both? L'mashal, if Rav Shimon agrees with the din of Rabbi Akiva Nimsa Karbo Pasul, means he's learning out Yizum Kuran and also Nimsa Karbo Pasul. Rabbi Akiva is learning out Nitfal Ovi Avera, maybe from the hekish, and also Nimsa Karbo Pasul. So isn't that too much to learn from the Hekish? No, maybe it's not a kasha. Maybe a Hekish can tell you more than one thing. Could be. But I think Rav Reuven wants to say, it's not two things. It's really one yesod. According to this understanding, what does Nimsa Karbo Pasul really mean? What is it a manifestation of? What is the lumdus Nimsa Karbo Pasul? That you have to view the kat as inseparable. And what's the yesod of Nitfal of Yavera or Yizumu Kulan? That the entire kat is seen as one entity. It can't be mazim part of the cut. It's all one. So memela, it's not a new thing from the hekish. It's really, everything is really one idea, one yisod, and it's going to be different ways that you can see that yisod coming. Okay, we have to see in terms of the specific istarfus of the cut. That's the next tosis coming up in Haggadah, in terms of Re'iyah. But the basic idea could be that it's not a new halacha. Were I to understand it the first way, like the Balamor, like the Bikiv Ege says it, then l'chara, it's a totally different idea. It's a halacha that the psul of one goes over to the other. But if I say the pshat, I can't isolate. I have to see them as, I have to accept the edus as one entity. It's really the same halacha as what was mentioned earlier in the Mishnah. Earlier.
I might have missed in how Rebbe was being mazur with the Tosfos, but I still don't see how that answers Rebbe's question. It's saying why.
Because the drasha is not a way to get to a new din. The din itself says that the din is that mashnayim afshlosha. The din is that you have to treat the entity of the cat as one entity and not separate. Just like by shnayim, it's one. You can't separate one. You need both, and you need both as one unit. So shlosha. So if by definition, by mamonis, you see not that way. You see that by shnayim, you can have one account for something. It's not that you have to view the kat as, you see, it's not batel ugami by shnayim. You see, there's a koach aved echad to mechayv shvua. So, therefore, the whole yisod that you're trying to state here is obviously not relevant to mamonis.
But even if it's an inherent, and so it's part of the din, why wouldn't mishpat echad?
No, because mishpat echad, if the din itself is the idea that you have to see the kat as one, but by mamonis that's not true. You see, by mamonis it's not the case. So obviously mishpat echad doesn't speak to that. Mishpat echad, if it, the kasha is much stronger, if this is just a way to get to a new yesod, a new din, so the din should now be carried over. But if the din is defined, that's why I gave you the template beforehand. The din is defined by the structure of the methodology. The methodology is indicating the nature of this halacha. And by mamonis, you're looking right in front of you, you see that that's not the case. You see by mamonis that you can isolate edim. You see one eid out of two is something. So two edim out of three is something. And the halacha, so tiskayim haedus bishar is not memeila, they're not going to become tainted. Tiskayim haedus bishar means I have to take them and isolate them. But I can do it. No, again, after all this is said and done, what about Rebbe? Again, we have to still come back to Rebbe. What is Rebbe holding a different lumbus in the din? Is it something else? I mean, obviously, everything you're going to say is all good to explain Rabbi Yossi. Now, you still have to figure out, whether Rebbe disagree? Okay. Okay, maybe about 10 minutes or so. If you wish. Anyone have any...